I'm John Harris of Houston Texans, HoustonTexans.com, Texas TV, joined by Dane Brugler of CBS Sports. And, well, if I'm not your draft analyst, then this is your guy right here. This guy knows everything there is to know about this draft. And, Dane, this is an interesting one for the Texans. Last year, top pick in the draft, and a lot of people had Jadeveon Clowney circled at that top pick, and that's the way they ended up going. This year at 16, there are a lot of different options. So let's start, if it is a corner at 16, who do you think is that guy? Who's the best value at that particular position, that particular spot for the Texans?
Well, yeah, there's a good chance that the top cornerback is still on the board when the Houston Texans pick, and that could be Trey Waynes out of Michigan State. Big kid, 6'1", 185, 190. If he comes here to Indianapolis and runs really well, he might not be there at 16. You know, that type of skill set doesn't last very long at the cornerback position. But assuming that he is still on the board, I think he'd be an excellent fit for what Houston wants to do. So that's an option. Marcus Peters out of Washington, who you know, I think a lot of people know his backstory. He was dismissed from the team in November, has some off-field baggage, some coachability issues, some attitude issues. But talent-wise, he's top 10 material. So where do you take a chance on a guy like that? Nonetheless, he needs to be in a discussion as a possibility there because his talent is top 10 worthy.
Ton of edge players. We know this is a draft about edge players. So at 16, there's a possibility. Jadeveon coming off the injury. We don't know about Brooks Reed in free agency. Edge players are all the way throughout this entire draft. But at 16, there could be some options. Maybe a Bud Dupree. Maybe that's a little high for Bud. Vic Beasley could be one of those guys. Who do you like at that particular spot, and who are some of the edge guys that you like in this draft?
I think those two guys you just mentioned are the two guys you look at there. I think Randy Gregory at Nebraska, Dante Fowler, Florida, and then Shane Ray, Missouri. I think those three guys are probably top 10. But then at 16, Vic Beasley and Bud Dupree, I think both of those guys are good value in that range in the teens. Vic Beasley, we'll have to see what he weighs in here. You know, during the season at one point, he was about 220 pounds. He didn't go to the Senior Bowl, either did Dupree. So you want to see, you know, what do they weigh in here and then how do they run? I think both can blow it up. So I think we'll see both those names on the rise, you know, at least with the buzz. But I think both those players in the teens, good value, guys that can get to the quarterback, disrupt the backfield. Both of them former tight ends, you know, so they know, you know, they're athletic. So they can put their hands on the ground, they can stand up, play in space. Both good players, and I think both at 16, I think they'll be somewhere in that range.
Could be a total wild card at 16. Could be an offensive lineman, depending on what happens with Derek Newton. They go off the board and go running back, possibly at 16, and they could also go wide receiver. A lot of different spots that Texans could go. I don't imagine they'll go quarterback. But let's take the wild card position. If you're sitting there at 16 and you truly are looking at best player available, of those positions, of those players that could fit that value, who do you like there?
I think you look at tackle and TJ Clemmings out of Pitt. You know, he went to the Senior Bowl, had some troubles. A former defensive end, moved to tackle 2 years ago, and you know, you see the talent, you see the ability. It reminds me a little bit of Greg Robinson last year. You see the natural ability. He just needs some work, needs some you know, some coaching, and I think once he gets that, he'll be able to settle in. The long arms, once he gets his hands on you, it's over in the run game. He needs to work on his pass protection, but nonetheless, you're getting a guy that you can mold into what you want. So I think TJ Clemmings, a guy to watch in that mix. He'll be somewhere in the top 15, top 20. Andrus Pete out of Stanford, same type of deal. But if they decide to go maybe a wild card running back, which you never know, it's possible. Todd Gurley, if he comes here to Indianapolis and the knee checks out, he's absolutely worth the pick. You know, I know running backs, we haven't seen one in the first round last 2 years. It's not great value, but Todd Gurley's special. And so if the knee checks out, you can't rule him out.
A guy that you, A, want to see here in Indianapolis because you know he's going to put up a pretty good combine, but you're excited about seeing the athleticism, but you know is going to go in the second round or later, that a team is going to get in great value, who would that be?
Well, I think, you know, I think a popular name would be Philip Dorsett out of Miami. We saw him at the Senior Bowl. You know, you watch tape of him. He has blur speed. It's just special. He could run in the 4.2s this week. You know, that speed is just, you don't find it every day. He needs some work on his routes. He almost moves too fast at times. Needs to work on, you know, some of his route running, his ball skills, and things like that. But nonetheless, guys that can move that fast are in high demand. Guys that you can plug in the slot. He can play on the outside, maybe even some special teams. So I think Philip Dorsett is a player like that. And then Jameson Crowder out of Duke, natural slot guy. He might not be the fastest, but he might be the quickest. He's a scat back, smallish frame, but he catches everything thrown his way. So I think Jameson Crowder could be in that mix, probably more in the third, fourth round.
save the best for last or the most important for last, and that being quarterback. The Ryan Mallett question is still out there. We know this team has got to get better at the quarterback position, whether it is Ryan Mallett, whether it is Ryan Fitzpatrick, or maybe a rookie. And we know Mariota and Winston more than likely gone. So those two are off the board. At that point, Brett Hundley, Bryce Petty, Garrett Grayson, and there aren't too many names beyond that. But is there one to you that sticks out as clearly the number three, or do you see a surprise that could be a guy that fits in that range maybe for the Texans in later rounds?
Yeah, I don't think we have the clear-cut number three, and I think a lot of people are hoping that someone distinguishes himself as that number three guy here in Indianapolis this week. Brett Hundley, the physical tools are awesome, but you just have a lot of questions about the poise in the pocket, his vision downfield, what's he seeing out there. But nonetheless, you have something to work with. I think the guy you have to watch is Garrett Grayson. You know, he's a guy that coaches are going to fall in love with his intangibles, what he brings to the field. There's a lot to like there. There's some times when you kind of scratch your head with his decision-making, but nonetheless, you have a player that he might not check all the boxes in terms of elite physical skill. He's not the biggest. Arm strength is good, just good enough. But nonetheless, I think a player that, especially in this quarterback class when there aren't many options, Garrett Grayson, a guy to watch in the middle rounds.
Dane Brugler, CBS Sports, NFL Draft Scout. This guy knows it all. He's the best. Dane, appreciate your time, my man. Thank you very much. There it is. When you want draft stuff, this is where you go. Appreciate it. Take care.